I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The University of Oregon School of Music and Dance presents a unique multimedia collaboration called American Luminosity, Our Poets, Our Composers, Our Art, at Bell Hall on the UO campus this Friday evening, January 10th, and simultaneously live web streamed. Music will be performed by soprano Laura Desher-Waite, pianist Natalie Fortin, and a string trio. It will include musical adaptations of poetry by Walt Whitman, Emily Dickinson, and others, and the performance features the art of Helen Liu on stage. Laura Desher-Waite and Helen Liu join us in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what's the concept overall of what you're creating here for this evening on Friday, Laura?
We are presenting an evening of art, all of it American, all very personal to myself. Up to and including the art that will be painted and hung by Helen, the pianist who I've worked with for years, and the poets who I have relationships with personally.
Poetry is frequently different than song lyrics in a way. What challenges do you have as a vocalist singing Walt Whitman and Emily Dickinson and beyond?
Often they're words that one would not have imagined singing when they wrote them. In the end, all I have to do is understand what I feel those poems mean to myself and to the composer as he or she set them. And we combine those and try and make it pretty.
And you combine them with visual art in this case as well. Helen, talk about the process of the art that you're creating for this and what you're presenting as the visual part of the show.
I always wanted to work really large, and this was, and I had mentioned to Laura before that I wanted to do something for theater. And so this was the opportunity. Getting familiar with the music, that was the beginning of it. I attended some rehearsals and looked at the score and also just looked at the words, the poems. And it's, of course, really beautiful, both the poem and the music. And then I jot down some words that meant something to me, things that resonated with me. And then the other question was the material. And it being so large, it had to be something fairly light. I had been saving plastic bags for about 2 years, mostly because I hate plastic and I don't want it to go out from my household. I try to use as few as possible, but they come into our house, you know, all the time. So I thought, well, why not? Why not use these plastic bags? And I went through my stash, looked for some things that might work, and started painting on it. And trial and error kind of led me to these coffee bags that were silver and very strong. That's basically what I make the canvas out of, is mostly coffee bags, some animal feed bags that look a little like tarp, and potato chip bags and other things.
And is there a relationship between the art and the specific content of the music in a direct way in terms of the content of your piece?
Sure, sure. Yeah. The music and the poems were so powerful. They're very passionate, you know, and they talk about love and life and death and struggles. At the same time, it also has a lot of references to nature. Some of the songs were really lively and lovely and light and fun. So it isn't just one thing, but it is a landscape.
Overall, when the forms are merged, Laura, what do you think will come out of this that might not come out of just music or just poetry or just art?
I think energy comes out of this when we put them all together, rather than feeling like we are going into some world that is titled recital. It becomes just something that we are doing that is not in foreign language, that brings in people who are interested in art, both musical and non-musical, and new perspectives.
How does luminosity manifest in these works?
The word shows up in one of the song cycles written by Larry Waite, my husband, and I thought the word was a beautiful word to use. It also, for me, describes the fact that this music, despite the fact that it is all modern, every single composer in this program is alive. It is not what some people might expect, which would be highly intellectual and difficult. It's also very beautiful and expresses a lot of transcending thoughts. The idea of beauty in something that's contemporary and modern is something I wanted to have come across.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and creating such an unusual event.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Soprano Laura Descher-Waite and artist Helen Liu, part of the multimedia concert called American Luminosity, Our Poets, Our Composers, Our Art. It's presented by the University of Oregon School of Music and Dance in Bell Hall on the UO campus this Friday, January 10th at 7:30 p.m. and simultaneously web-streamed live. For more information on the event and the web stream itself, music.uoregon.edu. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.